The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hey, Jeff, it's Max Miller from NHL.com and Sharks Hockey Digest. Congratulations on the contract. Welcome to San Jose.
Thank you.
Obviously, you know, the big, you know, talking point in your career when you signed with Edmonton last season is you hadn't made the postseason and you guys make the run to the finals. Given how, you know, your age and where you are in your career and how long it took for you to get in the playoffs, what made San Jose the right fit given their recent history and lack of playoff appearances?
Yeah, I think for me, obviously they showed some interest, and I think that as a player, you look for someone that's sort of interested in you or willing to give you an opportunity. And I know there's a lot of young talent there. I'm looking forward to getting to know the guys and yeah, helping contribute to, as much as I can to taking that next step.
You mentioned opportunity when we spoke to Mike a couple of days ago. I believe it was the day you officially signed or they announced the signing. Mike told us that they liked the way you play. They just felt like you didn't get that full opportunity to play top 6 minutes in Edmonton, and they were looking for that to do for you in this time around. Does that excite you? Maybe after maybe a tough year opportunity wise, like you mentioned.
Yeah, for sure. I think, yeah, every player wants to play. Obviously, the way the year went for me personally in Edmonton, there's a lot of good players in sort of similar sort of situations and brought sort of similar skill sets. So it's just the way it worked out. At the same time, you try and sort of fight for every opportunity you can and try and play as well as you can. So I think, yeah, using that experience, coming to a team where they're interested in sort of show sort of excitement to have you and to give you some opportunity as a player, I think that's what you look for. And then obviously as the player, you have to take advantage of it and you have to make good on your end. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
And then just kind of building off that here, last one for me, obviously you mentioned the young talent and the opportunity and the possible top six, whether it's Michael Mesa, Macklin Celebrini, Will Smith, William Eklund. I mean, being around these guys, a lot of the veterans that the Sharks have signed, a lot of them said that just excites them. Going against, you know, Celebrini and Smith last year and Eklund, you know, last couple of years, I mean, knowing what they're like to play against, what do you think it's going to be like playing with them and possibly on the same lines as some of the top guys on this team?
It'll be fun. I think it's always fun to play with great players, I think. And that's what those guys are. And I think the fun thing to see sort of young guys anytime, but especially I think in today's game, the steps they take, I think, sometimes can be bigger than expected. And I think that with the talent that they already have, I think the experience they've started to gain, I think is only going to help them. So yeah, I'm really excited to join the team. And I know there's been a few veterans that have sort of signed on, and there's been some, I know obviously Klingberg from Edmonton, but I think you see that pattern where there's a good mix of old and young guys. And also I think, like you mentioned, the old guys showing that excitement to play with those young guys is always a good sign. So yeah, really, really excited to get to know those guys and to get to play with them.
Awesome. Looking forward to meeting you when you get here in San Jose.
Thanks, you too.
Sheng.
Hey, Jeff. Sheng Peng, San Jose Hockey Now. Welcome to San Jose.
Thank you.
Have you spoken with Tyler Toffoli yet? Is it nice to reunite from with your teammate from when you were a teenager?
Yeah, he texted me, yeah. So, yeah, I think it's one of those things where I think in hockey, like with everything, but you kind of lose touch over the years because you play with so many guys. But, yeah, super excited to reconnect with him and to play on the same team again.
Who was a better scorer back then, you or him?
You're asking me to go way back. My memory, he's pretty good, obviously, always, even when we were younger. So we had a pretty good chemistry, I think, and probably pretty even. So, yeah, I'll say it's pretty even.
You were in Buffalo for a long time and you had a lot of younger players there. What did you learn about mentoring younger players in Buffalo?
I don't know. I mean, I think as I've gotten older, I think old guys can learn from young guys just as much as the other way around. I think obviously having experience, and not only my own experience, but sort of playing with other guys, and the more guys you play with, the more sort of situations or different kind of different things happen to different guys. Everyone has their own journey. I think the more guys you play with, the more you pick up sort of almost by osmosis, I think. I think that for me, anything I can bring to the young guys in terms of a situation they may be going through that I may have personally experienced or may have seen someone go through, I think those kinds of things help. I think maybe saying what I did and it didn't work is a way of helping along someone that doesn't have the benefit of that experience. So there's a lot of ways I think it sort of pops up, but I don't think there's anything that you kind of can force. I think it just sort of happens organically, and I know for sure that some of the young guys there are more advanced and more ready for the league than I was when I came in. So I'm sure that over the year it'll shake itself out, but yeah, try and offer any support I can.
Well, yeah, maybe this next question might be a little too specific than kind of from what you said, but you've had a very long and interesting hockey journey. You won the Calder Trophy, long contract with Buffalo, ups and downs there. And so I would wonder, like, what would be like a number one lesson that you might have for a younger player like a Macklin Celebrini from your own journey? But maybe that's, again, a number one lesson might be too hard to ask of you.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, yes. Most guys, I think, especially to get to my stages, number one thing is usually to enjoy it, I think, and to have fun with it, because obviously it goes by quick from my perspective. But yeah, he's a guy. I think for me, I don't think I was that talented or that prepared to come in the league as he was from what I've seen from afar. Obviously, it'll be different getting to see it up close, but yeah, I think in a lot of ways he doesn't need me to say anything. I think he's doing an okay job, but I, like any other guy on the team or any other older guy on the team, for sure, if he had a question about sort of my experience in a certain situation that may pop up, I think you for sure you offer your what happened to you, offer to kind of recount what happened to you and how it played out. But yeah, him and the other guys, the other young guys they're doing okay, I think, by my standard, I think, just from watching.
How much have you talked with Mike Greer and Ryan Warsawski about expectations that they have for you this season?
I talked to them briefly, obviously, when I signed, both of them. I think just to continue to take next steps, I think that's sort of, I think there's a lot of excitement around sort of the young core and the talent that's there. And I think for me, coming in as an older guy, to try and support that and trying to, again, I think some talk about sort of getting some opportunity. I think as a player, you still have to do the work. You still have to be ready to take advantage of any opportunity that may come your way. So, but I think for me, just being an older guy, I think, sort of joining a young group that's ready to take the next step, I think that's probably the most exciting part about it, and definitely something that was appealing.
Last year in Edmonton, you had 16 goals, which I know is for yourself, for your career kind of standard, not the highest, but obviously there was extenuating circumstances. You didn't get a lot of playing time or power play time. I wonder for you though, you are not that far from 400 goals. Maybe you're even thinking about 500. Do you feel pretty confident that you have a lot in the tank to maybe get to those goals?
Yeah, I haven't really thought of those in terms of numbers wise, but yeah, I for sure think that I have a lot left in the tank. I think I'm excited to start a new challenge. I think there's some extra juice and extra energy that comes along with that, and Yeah, I think for sure I got a lot left, and yeah, I think when I don't feel that way, I probably won't play anymore. So yeah, I'm really excited to get going.
Oh, Jeff, great to meet you. I look forward to meeting you in person.
Thanks. You too.
Curtis?
Hi, Jeff. This is Curtis Peschelka from the San Jose Mercury News. Thank you so much for doing this today. Getting back to that photo you had with Tyler Toffoli, how old were you guys at that point? What team were you playing on?
I don't know the exact age, probably like 10 years old. We were playing for the Toronto Junior Canadians, but the age, I
Oh,
think,
okay. Okay.
exact age, I think maybe 10. I can't recall.
Okay. Well, I mean, like Shang was saying, it wasn't, you're not too far removed from, being a 30 goal scorer here in this league. What's going to be the key for you, do you think, in terms of trying to get back to that level? Is it just a matter of opportunity, or are there things in your game you'd like to get back to, or what's going to be key for you to maybe get back to that level?
Yeah, I mean, I think every summer you go into it trying to evolve your game, trying to build on strengths and maybe work on things that you'd like to do differently. So I think it's hard kind of in season to kind of look at exact details that you want to adjust from a macro perspective. And I think that once you get some time in the summer, you can sort of step away and reflect a lot more on the season and where your game's at and where you'd like it to be. And I think for me, that's kind of been the case throughout my career. I think every summer you're trying to tweak things and work on new things, whether it's in the gym or on the ice. And yeah, I think this summer has been no different. You try and work on little skills and improve things that are going to help you come the regular season and keep evolving your game. I think yeah, I'm confident I can do that.
What's can you say, did Edmonton or the Oilers let you know that they were going to go in a different direction after the season ended? Did you kind of have that feeling you'd go be able to become a free agent?
Yeah, there wasn't ever sort of a direct conversation, but yeah, I think it was just kind of the way things shook out. Obviously, there was quite a bit of turnover there. Yeah, really excited that I get the opportunity to come play in San Jose now.
What did you make of just that playoff run you were on? What was it like just for you just be a part of that?
Oh, it was fun. Obviously, disappointing ending, but I learned a lot. Obviously, there's been a lot of coverage on my career and how I haven't had that opportunity as much as I would have wanted personally, but to be able to be in that environment, obviously the team had been there the year before, so there's a lot of guys there that have a lot of experience that I could learn from, and then going through it, being around that environment was definitely something I learned a lot from. And there's a lot of excitement, obviously, around that kind of a run. And yeah, I think that using that experience going forward will definitely benefit myself.
What were those first couple of days of free agency like for you? I guess it may be a little bit unnerving because you don't quite know what's going to happen, or how do you look back at that time? Maybe just at the start of free agency there, and were the Sharks a team that maybe reached out to you or early on in the process?
Yeah, it was. I think people have commented before about how it was a little bit different, I feel like, this year, just with the timing and everything. I think there wasn't sort of a flurry of signings right out of the gates at 12 o'clock Eastern on July 1st, or like there has been in the past, in years past. And then, And I think for myself personally, obviously the Ehlers deal sort of taking a while was another thing I think that maybe slowed the process down. But I think for me, my agents kind of handle most of that stuff and all of that stuff. And I was just getting back actually from Edmonton and moving back and getting settled and starting my training. So I was able to get into a routine and wasn't really worried about it. But yeah, of course, San Jose had shown interest and that was exciting. And I'm really happy that it turned out the way it did.
Mentioned obviously, being teammates with John Klingberg there. What do you make of what the Sharks have done, this offseason? It's been pretty busy a couple of weeks for Mike Greer. What do you think is going to be the key for having a group that has a lot of new faces and maybe might take some time to get some chemistry or to come together? What's going to be the key for this group? And just kind of coming together, as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I think it's kind of on us as players, I think, to sort of come together and find that chemistry as quick as we can. I think that I don't know a lot of guys personally on the team. Obviously, like you mentioned, I know Klinger just from playing with him. He's a great guy and kind of a great story of his journey and sort of what he's been through the last couple of years to get back to that level he was at. And how well he was playing in the playoffs was great to see. So I think I'm real excited to get to play with him again. But I don't know a lot of guys personally, but I know guys through guys. I know there's a lot of really good guys on the team, and obviously that helps, I think, when you come together as a group. But yeah, I think there is a good mix of young and there's been a lot of older guys that have signed on and are excited to be part of the group. So I'm expecting the transition to be smooth. I think yeah, we'll have plenty of time in training camp to get on the same page through the preseason games, and I think we'll hit the ground running, and it'll be really exciting.
You're close to 700 points. You're close to 400 goals. Do you feel though that you at this stage of your career you still have a little bit something to prove around the league that you can still be a productive player in the NHL?
Yeah, for sure. I think every player feels that need to prove themselves and to prove they can contribute. And yeah, I'm no exception to that. I think having gone through sort of the season I went through last year, I think in terms of offensive production, it wasn't kind of up to my standard. I think for sure I'd like to improve on that production I had last year and try and help the team in any way I can, really. But I think for me, getting back to the level and standard that I have for myself personally is something I'm looking forward to doing.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll finish up here with William.
Obviously, last season was the first time in your career that you've played in the Western Conference. What was that experience like, and how was it kind of different for you?
A little bit longer flights and a few more road trips, I guess. But yeah, I thought that the adjustment was fine with me. I think that obviously the travel is a bit different, but it's the travel is the same for the whole conference for the most part. So yeah, I'd say the biggest impact is my parents or family watching the games. They have to stay up a little bit later, so that's probably the biggest impact it had on me.
And there were a couple former Sharks on the Edmonton team last year, namely Ty Emberson, Jake Walman, and Evander Kane. Did any of them kind of reach out to you, tell you what to expect with the city or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think when you I went to dinner with MB quite a bit throughout the year. And you get to know guys, and inevitably, I think guys talk about their past experiences and where they've played in the past and how they liked it and how they liked the guys. And yeah, I think MB for sure. I'm just realizing I spent the most time with him, probably. I think because obviously Evander was injured for most of the year, and then Jake would join us about 3/4 of the way through. So, but Amby had great things to say, I think, and obviously he's a young guy, and that was sort of his first experience, and he had a lot of positive things to say, which is exciting and really a positive, I think, positive aspect of playing in San Jose. Obviously, if guys speak highly of it, it's a good sign, and yeah, I'm excited to get there and experience it myself.
And last thing for me, so we talked a little bit about Klingberg coming over with you. How excited are you to see what he can do with you for a full season, kind of playing together rather than, unfortunately, he only had 11 games in the regular season last year?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Obviously, I think first and foremost, he's a great guy. I got to know him quite a bit, and yeah, he's a great character, and obviously he's been around a long time, so he's a lot of experience. I'm also, again, I kind of touched on it lightly before, but he's gone through such a his story is, in my opinion, pretty great in sort of the adversity he's had to go through the last couple of years, and to see him get back to the level that that I saw him playing at in the or everyone saw him playing at in the playoffs is something that's nice to see, I think, especially if you're someone that saw it every day, the sort of the work he put in to get back to that level. I'm really excited to see him continue to progress and to continue to kind of show what he can do, because he's got a lot of talent, and yeah, it's fun to be on his team.
Thank you and welcome to San Jose.
Thank you.